Unit 3. Do you know him? Section A.
Hi, Nook. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Could you pick my brother up from the airport tomorrow at 11 a.m.? I have to work.
Sure. What does he look like?
Well, he's shortish with dark brown hair. He's got a thick mustache, and he's usually quite suntanned. And he is in his mid-30s.
And what's he like?
Well, he's pretty easygoing, has a good sense of humor, but he's a bit shy with people at first. Oh yeah, one other thing. What are the best places to take him?
Well, what does he like?
Well, he's a bit boring like that. He really doesn't like much.
Look, you're in Bangkok. You can do loads of things. Take him to the Grand Palace to see some exotic architecture, or just go out in the city center.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, thanks. I owe you one. He really doesn't like much.
Look, you're in Bangkok. You can do loads of things. Take him to the Grand Palace to see some exotic architecture, or just go out in the city center.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, thanks. I owe you one.
Number A. Listen to Manop, Miss Aparati, Lynn, and Jason describing appearances and fill in the gaps below. Age. My grandfather is quite old. In fact, as he has a pension, he is an old age pensioner or a senior citizen. His daughter, my aunt, is 55 and middle-aged. She has 3 sons. One is a young adult at 24 years of age, and the other 2 are both teenagers. They are 16 and 17. My sister also has 2 children, one toddler, who is a 2-year-old, and a baby who is 6 months old.
Build. People are built in all shapes and sizes. There are those who are fat and overweight. Some people are extremely overweight and are obese. Other people are naturally slim, but others have absolutely no fat on them and are thin or skinny. Personally, I am short but well built. My father is tall and lean, with very little fat. My sister is short but wiry. She is quite thin but muscular. Both my brothers are athletic.
Coloring. My younger sister has fair hair and fair skin. She doesn't get tanned easily and has to be careful in the sun. My mother is blonde, also with a fair complexion. My older sister has red hair. Like many other people with a pale complexion, she gets freckles from the sun. Small brown dots on her face and arms. In contrast, my father has dark brown hair, and he is quite dark-skinned.
Face and hair. My grandfather has bushy eyebrows, a narrow nose, and high cheekbones. His eyes are slanted and set quite far apart. My mother has a broad nose, which she hates, as she prefers narrow noses. My sister corrected her crooked teeth by wearing a brace which strengthened them. I have long straight hair, though my sister is the opposite, with short hair. Her hair is fine and doesn't weigh very much, but mine is thick and heavy. My mother's hair is wavy, in between straight and curly. It's cut in a bob. My father is losing his hair. In fact, he's going bald.
Section C. What kind of person are you? Listen to the conversation below and then answer the questions.
What are you doing here? You look pretty serious.
I'm thinking about something. Lin, if someone asks you what kind of person you are, what will you say?
I'll say I'm a sociable and talkative person. I like traveling, especially to unusual places. Why did you ask me this question anyway?
Someone asked me this question during lunch break, and I couldn't find an appropriate answer.
Really? I don't think that's a difficult question.
Well, in that case, how will you describe me then?
I'll say you're an outgoing person and easygoing. Also, you are an adventurous person because you don't mind taking risks and trying new ideas.
Well, that sounds like me, and it sounds simple enough. I like that. From now on, when someone asks me such a question again, I'll use your answer. Thanks, Lin.
Not at all.